You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in the northwestern part of the state of Illinois in Freeport at the U of I Extension Illinois Agronomy Summit. We're now joined by Don Day. He's traveling somewhere across Wyoming or Nebraska at this point and heading to what I think is probably a winter meeting. Where are you headed to, Don?
I'm heading towards Chadron, Nebraska for a cattlemen's conference.
Oh, and where is Chadron?
So it is between Rapid City and Scotts Bluff, Nebraska.
All right, good enough. I suspect you're driving through snow. I drove through snow. And looks like by the weekend there'll be a whole lot more snow that the cattle producers in particular will be interested in because that gives them a tough time during the winter months. Can you tell me about the forecast for this weekend?
Yeah, and you are correct. There is more snow coming into the Northern Plains states and the Midwest. This will be the second weekend in a row a major winter storm will come through. This isn't as big as the last one, but Todd, this is a trend towards colder, more snowy weather that's evolving for the central United States. It's going to keep on going for a while. This is the change in the weather pattern we talked about last week that was looking colder and more active. So a snow event this weekend, we're going to see single digit to zero temperatures behind it. And then next week, we've got more opportunities for snow moving across the Midwest and also into the Great Lakes.
Given all of that, how much snowfall this time around, and do they come every week or so after that, in your opinion?
Snowfall amounts with this system are probably going to be in the, let's say, 3 to 8 inch range, so not as heavy as the last one. But it looks like about every 3 to 4 days, some type of system is going to come through. So the spacing between the systems actually will increase a little bit, and they're going to become more frequent. Stock growers and folks with travel plans, the nation's midsection is going to have the worst part of winter developing here in the coming weeks.
If we were in the spring or summer, would we call these the clipper-type systems, meaning they come fast and they don't drop a lot, or do they move much slower and drop a whole bunch of precipitation in snowfall?
Yeah, no, this is definitely a more of a clipper situation, and since the air is going to be coming out of Canada, the atmosphere is not really moist. So the amounts of snow are going to be about 3 to 8 inches. As you go further south, we are looking at the snow probably being a little bit heavier where there's more moisture from the Gulf. But these are clipper systems which don't have a lot of moisture with them because the air is coming out of south central Canada. So the snowfall tends to be the drier snowfall, the water content not as quite as moist as you would get with a storm earlier in the season.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thanks, Todd.
Have fun at your meeting. That's Don Day, of course. He is with Day Weather and driving across the great state of Nebraska. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.